How does it feel to be the champ?
Well, it feels fantastic. I mean, I think that, you know, when you work your whole life for a moment like this, you know, you try and soak it up. And fortunately, because of the fact that it airs on Thursdays in America and airs on Sundays in the UK, I've almost got to experience it twice. So it's been a lot of fun, and I'm obviously, you know, thrilled and ecstatic about being the champion. So thanks for asking.
So placing this in context, then. A British guy's gone to America, gone to the big leagues, and has won the world title. And this is, I guess, the first time a Brit has ever held a recognised version of one of wrestling's world titles.
That is correct. You are correct, sir. Always the wrestling scholar. Yeah, and that's funny, because that's something that I never really thought about until it came close to happening. And it was because, you know, when I got to the semis of the tournament and stuff, you know, fans started kind of feeling like and sensing that I might be the one to win it. And that was really when they started making me aware through social media and stuff, saying, you'll be the first Brit to ever win a world championship. I can feel it. And I'd never really thought about it until then, but I sort of think, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, and when people have been asking me today, you know, because, you know, I've been on a media junket all day, it's like I've been asked a lot today. Did you ever think that, you know, you would be the first Brit to win a recognised world championship? And I'm sort of like, no, honestly, because I thought someone else would get there first. I really did. You know, there's been so many great talents that have come out of the UK before me that I always just assumed that someone else would win a world title from the UK before I did. But the fact that hasn't happened, and the fact that I'm get the first is a really great feeling, and obviously a huge honour.
Because whatever anybody thinks about professional wrestling and the way it works, or however they perceive it works and things like that, at the end of the day, the guy on top with the world title is basically the best there is. It's got to be, I suppose, a huge honour from your point of view to be on top of that mountain.
Absolutely, yeah. Or at least be the most important, you know, and that's in itself, you know, you're right. It is a great feeling, and it's something that's hard to sink in sometimes, because you think, you know, they've made me the world champion now. You know, that means that I'm as good as I hoped I could be, you know, and I'm as good as I always, you know, thought I had the capability of being, and that's you know, that's a great feeling. But now the work really begins, truthfully. Now is when you really have to knuckle down and go, okay, because now there's tons of pressure. There's a huge target on you. There's people are waiting for you to trip and fall at every hurdle, and, you know, and people are sort of waiting to, you know, pick up the ball if you drop it. So, you know, this is where the work really begins. Now every single match, every single promo, every single interview, every single segment has to be a home run. And, you know, but I'm looking forward to it.
So unless there is any kind of slip up from yourself in the next month or two, I guess this means that when you come to back to the UK for the tour early in 2014, that you're going to be here as the world champion. And I suppose, thinking back to the show's January of this year, when you received some huge ovations from the British crowds, coming back now as the champ, I suppose it's going to be even bigger.
Well, that depends, because it depends on how people feel about my new association with the boss. You know, some people, I don't know. And I think it depends entirely on who I'll be wrestling too. So it'd be interesting to see, but I can guarantee you that, you know, it will be one way or the other, which will make for an incredible atmosphere, as always, maybe the biggest atmosphere yet.
You mentioned there about the association with the boss. So this is with Dixie Carter, TNA head honcho, who has not been hearing cheers, I suppose, from folks recently. But I suppose there have been situations before where competitors might not be very popular with the American crowds, come back to their home, whether it be Britain or wherever, and they're still hearing massive cheers.
Yeah, well, I can't guarantee that, and I can't say that I want that or don't want that. I will roll in here. I will be proud of the fact that I'm the world champion. That's what I care about. And I'll be able to say I walked out at Wembley Arena as the world champion. You know, what they do is up to them, but it's uh,
But it's going to be interesting. And like I say, I think that whatever happens, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be electric. And with the fact that a Brit is the world champion, it's just going to be a big, it's going to be like a, just going to be a very raw, real feeling going through that whole building. So I can't wait.
I suppose with your association with Dixie Carter as well becomes an association with rock star Spud, a fellow Brit who's now doing great things in the States. I mean, you've known Spud for a long time, I guess, and how is it to be working in the real big leagues with him on a sort of a week-by-week basis?
Well, it's great. I'm so happy for him. And, you know, we have great chemistry together. I think if, you know, anyone who got to see the post-match interview we did, which is available to watch on YouTube, if you go to TNA's YouTube channel, you can see it there. And I think it's called, you know, Magnus, Dixie, Spud, and EC3 moments after, you know, the title match or something like that, moments after the world title match. You can see how much it means to us there, because we are fired up. There's some, you know, that's as real an interview as you get. And, you know, we were absolutely, you know, we were 100% feeling it. And that was just, you know, that's just the beginning. You know, Spud's a great talent, and, you know, he really deserves his spot on the show, and I promise you that you're going to be seeing a lot more of him.
I like the look of this this upcoming tour, because I guess every time that TNA has come to British shores, there's always been the ante's always been upped. It's gone from, you know, 2,500 folk in a hall in Brentwood to, you know, Wembley Arena, the Manchester Arena, and things like that. Bring an Ultimate X match along, bring a cage match along, bring TV tapings along. This time, there's even more to look forward to.
Yeah, that's right. We get we'll be the very first wrestling show at the brand new Hydro in Glasgow. We'll be going back to Dublin, which I always love, but then Glasgow will be a TV taping. Glasgow will be an Impact TV taping. And then I believe Wembley will be a TV taping. And then Manchester and Birmingham will also be one-night-only pay-per-views. So every single one of the shows in the UK will be filmed for either television or pay-per-view. So it's you know, that is a testament to the quality of the British fans and the great work of our PR people here and the tour organizers and all of that. You're right, we keep raising the bar.
And talking about TNA going into 2014, going into it with Magnus as the champion, with a Brit as the champion, what's ahead for TNA in 2014? What can we expect, you know, beyond the tour? Where do we see TNA going this year?
I think you're going to see a more consistent product. I think you're going to see you're going to see the continued emergence and development of new faces, new generation, you know, mixed with the established stars and the legends, that we've always managed to do so well. But I think that you're going to see some other talent get the chance to do what I did, which is, you know, sort of step up and come into their own, and that's, you know, that's always exciting. And you know, you'll continue to see sort of new concepts be developed. I think you'll see more of Impact 365 kind of start to really sort of take on a life of its own and really sort of add additional content and value to our product. And I think you're going to see a more streamlined kind of approach to everything. I think things are going to be a slicker operation. You know, I'm excited about the way things are going, actually.